Why do our lives feel harder than we believe they're supposed to feel? Why do we have these deep callings towards something beautiful, magical, meaningful in our lives, and then why does it seem so hard to reach? Why does it seem like it never comes to us, even when we know somewhere deep inside it's what we're meant for? If it's our sole purpose, if it's what we're meant for, then shouldn't it feel easier? Shouldn't it be easier to call it in, to manifest it, to have the things we feel so deeply down to our bones drawn to? The answer is yes. And after 37 years of trying to just do things right, take the right steps, follow the path I thought would eventually bring me what I knew I was meant for, and it not working at all, I had a sudden spiritual awakening. And then I knew why it hasn't been working the way we've been doing things. The reason why is exactly what I talk about in this podcast and exactly what I teach my clients how to find. Ancient alchemy, cosmic wisdom, and real-world teachings for women who know they're meant for so much more. I'm Heather Allison, and this is The Golden Path. Welcome home. Hello, loves. Welcome back. I am Heather Allison, your host for The Golden Path, alchemy for women who know they're meant for more on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm so excited to be here with you again. I had so much fun last time, and I'm going to be continuing to drop in with you every third Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, where each month I'm going to be sharing some of this archetypal energy work with you, the work that I do with my clients, helping you to tap into some very ancient energies that exist within you, ancient ideas and ancient archetypes that exist within you that you've never really been given permission to know. And I'll be inviting you to remember this part of yourself, which is the first step in our kind of reclaiming and bringing back these energies within us. I'll be inviting you to remember that you're meant for more, that you're built for more, that there's a reason that it's felt so much harder than it was supposed to, and that it really doesn't have to be that way. I'll be inviting you to improve your life, your relationships, your access to your intuition, and to just improve how you get to feel overall in your life, and that you're meant for what I'd call a golden path, and that it gets to be a lot easier to walk that path than we think it is. So today, I'm going to expand on what I started sharing with you last time, which was understanding what our golden path is, which is in essence the highest version of our life, our path, our experience, and the version of our life we're actually meant for, that we were actually built for, and that we came here for. So today we're going to go deeper. We're going to talk about how, in order for us to get there to that golden path, to step onto and walk that path, it requires us to repattern our own internal energy patterns, to align with the innate and natural energy patterns of the universe around us. So if you remember from last time, I described this like swimming, or maybe like paddling a boat or a canoe, like how when we're not in alignment with the energy patterns of the world or of the universe around us, it's kind of like we're swimming against the ocean current, or we're paddling upstream in a river, and it makes it a lot harder. It makes it unnecessarily harder for ourselves. We are fighting then against our natural energy cycles and systems. But when we're in the same energetic patterns as the universe, when we're aligned with the universe, then, like, of course, right? It's like we're swimming with the ocean. We're paddling with the stream. So life gets to feel a lot easier and a lot more in flow. We move through life. We get to where we want to be going so much faster, with so much more ease. And it just feels a lot better in doing so. So I started to tell you last time that the way we realign our energy patterns, the ones within us as humans, and those are things like the energy patterns that make up our emotions, our beliefs, our thought patterns, our behavioral patterns, the things that dictate how we feel about ourselves, how we relate to other people, how we feel about life in general, and how we feel about what's possible for us. And actually, they dictate our ability to even receive the things that we're trying to manifest, that we're wanting to call in for ourselves. The way that we shift those human energy patterns, how we do life, and realign them to be with the energy patterns of the universe, is by rebalancing and realigning the larger archetypal energy patterns within us. That is, we realign with the feminine and masculine archetypes within us. We rebalance those energies within us. And when we do that, when we start working with at this like very high level archetypal realm, and when we shift it back to our original energy blueprint, the one we were built for, everything else changes. Everything else feels better. Everything feels more aligned, more in flow. It feels easier. Our dreams and our desires feel more accessible. And that's because when we shift our energy patterns at this higher level, at this very high level archetypal realm, and we come back to this original energy blueprint that we were meant to be holding here, that we were built for, we're really creating a foundation that we get to build everything else on top of, right? So when we have that most powerful and aligned energy foundation to build on, again, that archetypal blueprint that we were built for, this foundation, then we have the most powerful and aligned everything, because everything else we put on top of it fits and it works better and it flows better and it feels better, right? So today we're going to explore more about what I mean by these archetypes. I dove into that a little bit last time, but we're going to explore a little bit more about what I mean by them, these feminine and masculine energy patterns, and how they show up in your life, in your relationships, in your work, and really give you a great idea of why they're so important, how they show up in your ability to even know what you're meant for, and your ability to have what you're meant for, and your ability to call in the people or the clients or the relationships or the situations that are really the most deeply in your service, the ones that are most aligned with you having the best life possible, and how they show up in your ability to hear your intuition, connect with the universe at large and the energies available to you there. Truly everything changes, everything shifts. I kind of can't stress that enough. But before I keep going, I want to mention that I would love to hear from you. These are some big ideas. I know these are some very like high level, like I said, it's high level archetypal work. And so these are some big ideas. So I would love to hear questions from you, hear how this is landing for you, hear if I can answer any questions from you. And I want to make sure you know how to reach out. So there are a couple ways. One is if you head over to transformationtalkradio.com and just scroll to the middle of the page, and you'll see a little box there, and you can send through a message to me while I'm on the air that I will receive. You can also call in and talk to somebody and tell them you have a message for me. You can also message me personally at heather-allison.com. That's heather-allison.com. And I will answer you there as well. And I'm also doing a giveaway today. I'm actually going to be doing a giveaway every month. So every month I'm going to give away a free month of my Goddess Activation membership to one woman listening who writes in. So send in your questions, send in your aha moments. I'll even try to answer some of your questions when I'm on air next time. I actually really love tapping into real life questions. So it helps me just to know what you want me to talk about next time as well. So in case you didn't have a chance to listen to the last episode, the first episode, I'm not going to like recap everything here, but there are a couple reasons why I'm going to repeat just a few things, repeat a little bit of what I taught you from the first episode here in the beginning of this one. And the first reason for that is it's important to have this foundational understanding of these archetypes. Like I said, it's kind of big and high level work that I'm sharing with you here. So, and it's important so that you can start to create these shifts that I'm sharing with you, that I'm going to share are possible for you in your energy patterns and in your life. And when you hear this information in a couple different ways, it can start to kind of create that neural repatterning, if you will. And then the second reason is you really can't hear it too many times, honestly. My clients will tell you the same thing. So I'm going to just set the stage here a little bit again today. So one of the first things I want you to know that's really important to know before we keep going is that when I say masculine and feminine, I'm not talking about men and women. I'm not talking about male and female. Both men and women, or those identifying as male and female, all of us have both masculine and feminine archetypal energy within us. We all have the masculine and feminine within us. Each and every single one of us do. And I'm also not talking about the hobbies we enjoy, the chores that we tend to take on in the household, the jobs that we are attracted to, how we do our hair, what clothes we wear, like anything else that's really kind of at that superficial level or based on like preferences and personality. So I'm not going to be telling you that you have to start like wearing different clothes or doing different work or taking up different hobbies or anything else that really just aligns with those incorrect stereotypes. Instead, what I'm talking to you about in this podcast, these feminine and masculine archetypes, they are energies. They are energies. They're specifically the energies behind what we do, or the energies with which we do everything that we do. So last time I gave you a list of energy traits to explore. So I encourage you to go back to listen to that first episode if you haven't heard it already. You can also read more about this on my website too, but here's a higher level look, a different look at these energies. When we're doing things that are action oriented or based in the external or related to thought or mind, we're operating in the masculine archetypal energy. When we're doing things that are open or receiving oriented, that are more internal, more based in our body or our sensations or our intuition, then we're operating in the feminine archetypal energy. So another way you can look at this is the masculine energy is singular, directive, and it leans in. So it's like thinking and doing. And the feminine energy is open and it's whole and it's receptive and it leans back. She's very centered. She's sensing and receiving. So in hearing that, I just invite you to check in and what are you hearing in that for yourself? What do you notice about how you do life, about how you typically do the things that you do? Like, how much are you an overthinker? I was a massively like champion overthinker. My friends even used to tell me I had this, what they called like computer face when I was really in it. You know, that's like the furrowed brow and like the eyes just thinking like I have to think about this. So overthinking was definitely kind of one of my things. And I find that actually most of us are overthinkers. We don't tend to live our life more in our sensory, in our intuitive, in our feeling bodies. Or how much are you a doer? Like you're always busy. You're always like working or pushing yourself too hard. Or maybe you feel overwhelmed. Maybe you don't feel comfortable or safe or worthy or valuable unless you're doing something or creating something or unless you're giving to others or really like sometimes unless you're exhausting yourself, right? Maybe you believe that if you just do a little more, you'll eventually get what you're wishing for. You'll finally have what's going to make you happy. Or how much are you constantly looking outside of yourself for the things that are going to fix what you feel are wrong with where you are, right? This is like, maybe that thing's finally going to give me what I'm looking for, or maybe that's the thing that's going to give me the answers to this problem or help me move past this challenge finally, right? And that's totally normal. We all do that. And it's giving our power to the things that are outside of us, our own internal compass, hitching ourselves to our own star that can keep us out of our center and that can keep us out of our golden path, our highest possible path. Or as another example, how much are you constantly looking at what else you have to do, right? Like always thinking you have to do more and wondering why you can't seem to receive what you're trying so hard to call in, whether that's love or more money or more clients, more peace, more certainty, like just knowing where you're going or knowing where it would feel good to put your foot down next, more ease in your life in general. The reason that we're constantly overthinking, constantly overdoing, exhausting ourselves, overgiving, looking outside of ourselves so much at what everyone else is doing, looking for our answers, our happiness in what someone else is doing or how someone else has done it, the reason that we're constantly depleting ourselves, exhausting ourselves, creating more distance and wedges in our relationship instead of creating more depth and closeness. And the reason we feel constantly like something is missing, this is a human epidemic, in my opinion, that we always feel like something's missing. Like maybe we're missing a part of ourselves, or we've lost some of our light and vibrancy somewhere along the way, or that we lost our access to some answer, right? Some hidden bit of knowing or hidden bit of information that's going to fix everything, something that we need to find, is because we've been living in an over-masculinized world for thousands of years. And we have never been given permission to remember and to know and to access our feminine archetype. All of this is wrapped up in this same energetic imbalance. We've been systematically trained to forget this part of us, to reject it, in fact, to judge it and to suppress it. And it's literally the cause of every pain and imbalance in this world. So what I want you to know is that there's a reason it's felt so uncomfortable. This is one of the most powerful things I found when I was looking for answers myself a few years ago, because it touched on something so profoundly deep within me, some truth that I didn't know I even knew, that there's a reason it's felt harder than it's supposed to, that there's a reason you've been having such a hard time, why it's all felt like so much struggle, why you can't kind of seem to make sense of why it's not working, or why you can't seem to move the needle, no matter how hard you try or how much you or how many books you read or classes you take or coaches you hire, right? Why this same pattern keeps coming up over and over and over, even when you thought for sure you'd figured it out last time. Or maybe why you've just felt lost, or maybe a lot lost. But the best part about this is there's also a way back. There's a way back to this center. There's a way back home, back to the life and the relationships and the success that you were actually built for. And that way back actually doesn't have to take very long, and it doesn't have to be hard, and it actually can feel really good along the way. This shifting of this pattern gets to feel good, because this is one that the feminine archetypes holds. It's one of the things that the feminine archetype is responsible for, is pleasure. So we're going to take a quick break, and after the break, we're going to keep diving into these archetypes and how they can change our lives when we come back. So stay with me here on The Golden Path on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will be right back. Welcome back, loves, to The Golden Path with Heather Ellison. And we're about to keep talking about the over-masculinization that all of us are taught and raised with, conditioned with, and how it really keeps us in this pattern and this cycle of struggle and suffering and scarcity and stuckness, if you will, and how rebalancing our feminine and masculine energy patterns can change all of that and actually change it really quickly. So as I mentioned last month, I'm actually going to have us drop into a bit of an energetic centering practice, a deepening practice each episode. And I think I'm probably going to do that like I'm doing it today after a little bit of a break, after I kind of introduce where we're going and just give you a deeper idea of what we're going to be exploring. But this practice, this little dropping in and deepening in, is going to do a couple of things. One, it's going to chill me out because I get a little excited. Just kidding. One is it's going to help you start to tap into the feminine archetype within you, because she's more internal. She's more based in sensation and intuition and in our bodies. And she's less focused on the external and on linear thought. And two, it's going to help you actually receive the energetic transmission of what I'm sharing with you in your body, in the deeper part of your remembrance. So it's actually, if you allow it to, it's actually going to let you start feeling the awakening of the feminine within you just by letting yourself listen from deeper within you. So unless you're driving or something else, I would love for you to, and please don't, obviously, if you're driving, I'd love for you to close your eyes and give yourself this gift of coming inside, of becoming more internal. In the middle of your day, in the middle of busyness, especially if it's been a busy day. And just start to reconnect with you here, with your breath. Connect with the sensations that are happening in your body, the very subtle sensations and feelings that come up. The subtle aspects of who you are, the subtle aspects of your energy. And then see if you can feel or just intend for your energy, your awareness, your consciousness, your thought, and your breath to drop down into your body. deeper and deeper. You can imagine yourself, if you'd like, as a traveler inside your own body, dropping down like in an elevator or in a parachute, slowly dropping down through your midline. You can imagine that there might be a finger tracing all the way down the front of your body slowly until you reach your deeper anchored part of your body into your lower belly. You can place a hand or both hands on your womb space or your lower belly. Whatever you choose, just dropping all the way down into your hips, into your pelvis, your sacral chakra, your sacral bowl. Just being here, breathing from here, softening here and expanding out sideways here. What do you notice as you've dropped down here? As you're deepening into your body, what do you notice? What sensations show up? What happens in your energy? What thoughts or emotions or consciousness is moving through you, and how is it moving differently? You might feel a lot slower, more calm, more centered, more anchored. Taking a few more breaths here. And as I mentioned, I invite you to listen from here, to receive the rest of this episode from down here, down in your body rather than up in your head and in your thoughts, feeling the information rather than just hearing it or thinking about it. And see if you can notice what sensations move through you as you do. Last deep breath in here. Exhaling anything that wants to be released. And you can go ahead and open your eyes if you'd like, or you can keep them closed. So before we took that little break, I had just gotten done sharing with you that the reason that we struggle and have a hard time in our lives, in literally any part of our lives, the reason our lives, our relationships, our businesses, even just how we feel ourselves, the reason they feel harder than we know that they are supposed to, the reason we're constantly overworking and overwhelmed, depleting ourselves, exhausting ourselves, struggling to create the flow that we're desiring, the reason we find more distance and conflict in our relationships rather than depth and harmony, the reason we feel like something's missing in our lives or within us, and the reason we keep looking and looking and searching for what that is. Literally all of this is because we've been living in an over-masculinized world for thousands of years. And we have never been given permission to remember, to know, to access our feminine archetype. And because, remember, as I shared earlier, she's the one who's responsible for receiving. The feminine archetype is the one responsible for our ability to receive. So if there's some aspect of your life where you wish you were receiving more of what you really want, of how you want to feel, of what you really desire to call in, she's the one who's missing. She's also the one responsible for inspiration, for pleasure, like I mentioned a minute ago, for ease, for intuition, for connection. So if you're feeling stuck, or if you're feeling unsure of which way to go, or uncertain, or feeling a little lost, if you're feeling disconnected from yourself, or from your loved ones or in your relationships, your body, or just from how you want to feel, from your joy, or if you feel like it's just too hard in any part of your life, these are all also signs that the feminine is needed. In general, anytime somebody asks me how we know if we're in the over-masculinized state, my answer is always the same. It's a question. Are you struggling? If we're struggling, then we're stuck in masculine overdrive. And what our bodies and our emotions and our deepest knowing is asking for is to bring back the feminine to balance our energy systems. Now, first thing I want to make sure you really let yourself hear about this is it's not your fault. If there's any part of you somewhere inside of you that's starting to feel bad that like, oh, you've gotten this wrong, or you've been doing things wrong, or oh my God, that's what's been wrong and I could have changed it or fixed it. It is not your fault. A lot of my clients start thinking they've messed up or start beating themselves up for having quote unquote done things wrong in their lives before. Because usually they're coming to me to help shift out of these energy patterns that have led to like failing marriages or love lives that seem to be going nowhere, or like entrepreneurs who feel like they're killing themselves in their business and aren't seeing the success that they're wishing for, that they know they're meant for, or maybe they don't even know how to follow their soul purpose and their soul calling. Or they're finding themselves just in those same cycles of painful patterns over and over and over again. Like feeling like they know there's something much more beautiful waiting for them. And it's starting to feel like something wrong with them that they haven't found it. But they feel like maybe it wasn't meant for them, or that they just don't feel good. And maybe they aren't sure how they got there into that place where they feel like they lost a part of themselves, or they lost their spark or their light. And in any of those situations, they can start looking at themselves as if they're to blame, as if they could have done something differently, or that they should have been able to shift this already for themselves, right? And that's just not true. Because the truth is that every single human on this planet has been born into this paradigm. This, what I call the wounded masculine paradigm. We are all conditioned into this energy imbalance. This is what we're given to work with. We're all raised never having been taught, never knowing that this other part of us exists and that she's the way that we all feel better, that we all live the lives that we're built for, the way we get to receive what's actually meant for us. So it is not your fault. So if there's any part of you that thinks that it's something that you've done wrong or that is tempted to beat yourself up right now, don't. You weren't taught this before. You were never been given permission to know this side of you. Not really. Not what it really means. Not what it really is. So that's really important to me, that you not beat yourself up or blame yourself for this energy imbalance. Like I said, you were not taught this before. It is not your fault, not in the least. Every single one of us are in this over-masculinized world getting conditioned and reconditioned all the time. But the beautiful part is, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, all of that can change, and it can change in any moment. It's almost unbelievable to me, and I've been doing this work for like 3.5 years, but it's almost unbelievable to me how quickly this can change. How quickly my clients' lives change when they let themselves start to remember their true sacred feminine within and start to rebalance these energy patterns at this higher level. It has certainly changed so quickly for me. I shared my story on that last episode. So don't worry. All is not lost. If you feel stuck, if you feel like this is too hard or things aren't working, there's absolutely a way to shift what feels painful and stuck for you. And another thing I want to share that comes up a lot when we first kind of start hearing about these archetypes is like a general resistance or distaste for the terms themselves, masculine and feminine. This actually comes up a lot, even when people understand what I mean by them, right? Like, so even if they know that these terms have nothing to do with what we wear or how we do our hair or the chores we do or whatever, and even when they understand these terms don't actually mean men and women or male and female, they can still sometimes have resistance to these terms themselves, or they don't like the terms themselves, because to them, feminine means something weak or submissive or too soft, right? And we're all living in this world where we've been taught to like man up and don't be a girl, or that it's not cool to throw or run like a girl or whatever else it is that we've been taught, right? So we have this kind of general conditioning to be turned off by the idea of becoming more feminine, of tapping into our feminine energy. As messed up as that is, plus for a lot of women especially, the idea of tapping into their feminine energy can come with a lot of fear, because women and girls in general are cautioned against being too open, too vulnerable, or they've been very, very hurt in the past, right? There can be this feeling of like, I am not going back there. I've been way too hurt when I was letting myself be more vulnerable and be more open, right? The idea of taking down the armor and the walls that is a part of this over-masculinization can feel way too scary for some women. So there has been created this very real part of us that believes that the feminine is unsafe. And so it is that the very thing that caused our wounding in the first place keeps loading us with that belief, keeps piling it on. It continues to keep telling us that we will get more hurt if we return to it. But, and this is really important, this fear and distaste and resistance to the term is all a part of our forgetting. It is literally all a symptom. So what I mean by that is this is part of the conditioning that says that being in our feminine energy is somehow less powerful, less capable, less worthy than being in our masculine. When the truth is that it's actually where our power resides. So the very fact that we have resistance to the term feminine is a symptom of that very suppression and conditioning that has kept us from knowing our feminine. So can you see how this has like fed itself for so many thousands of years? This continuous ongoing cycle of wounding just keeps perpetuating itself over and over and over again. How our forgetting and rejection of the feminine created more and more forgetting and rejection of the feminine, right? We are taught to fear and reject the very thing that will help us get out of that fear and self-rejection. So ugly, isn't it? So ugly, this little cycle that we've gotten ourselves into. But the truth of these archetypes is that they are only powerful when they are in balance. We're actually more vulnerable and more constantly in pain and more likely to keep getting hurt when we're out of balance and ignoring or rejecting or forgetting our feminine. I mean, again, look at this world that we've been living in. Look at our lives, how we keep hurting ourselves and each other, how we keep hurting this planet. We are actually more vulnerable, more in pain when we are not in our feminine. And we're infinitely more powerful when we're deeply connected with our feminine energy and allowing our masculine energy to come in and dance with her. She is where our power comes from, where our deepest inner knowing comes from. She is how we know what to choose for ourselves. With the most alignment in every moment, she is how we know what is for us, so that we're not choosing the wrong things for ourselves, so that we're not choosing the things that are going to hurt us or be bad for us or simply just not light us up or fill us up, right? She's also how we move through challenges with grace and ease and flow. So she's also how we move through the stuff that is hard. She's how we move through the stuff that happens in life. She's how we move through and around the obstacles that we face so much more powerfully and a lot faster and a lot easier. How we up-level every part of our lives while doing much less work to do so. Because listen, life is going to still happen, right? It always will. We're never going to be immune to painful things happening. It's just a part of life. And it's always going to be a part of life itself for every creature on this planet, for every being that lives at all. But it hurts so much less when we're deeply in touch with and embodying our feminine archetype. This has shown up so much for me in my own life as I've been doing this work. The things that have come up for me before in my past that have felt like I've been stuck in them for years or months or weeks that I've really struggled with or that I've really like been shut down by, I move through so much faster, so much more quickly, and with so much more grace than I ever have before. And so I'm on and up to the next level. I'm able to open to the next iteration of my life and the next highest version of my path. Part of this is because we're more ready to heal, because we're more capable of seeing the beauty of all sides of life, even the painful sides, because we're more readily capable and available to receive healing. Again, remember, the feminine is receiving. She's also about beautifying, and she's also about wholeness. And so because we're more in touch with the healing emotions that want to move through us, and we're more readily willing to receive the healing that wants to come, we move through it faster. We're also more in touch with the highest possibility at all times, in all situations. Again, we have our fingers on the pulse of exactly what is meant for us, exactly what is calling us by being in the feminine, because we're more deeply in touch with, again, intuition, emotion, and sensation. So anything we're facing in this moment won't seem so bad. It won't seem so scary or so hopeless. And we're a lot more in touch with our needs and our feelings and our intuition, like I just mentioned. So therefore, we're a lot more capable of taking the most aligned action for our best life and our best experience and our best outcomes, right? When we feel crappy, it's really hard to take the most aligned action, or let alone even know what it is. If this is, just want to pause and say, if this is all kind of feeling still a little mysterious, like don't worry. It's actually kind of meant to be that way. So don't worry if this is feeling maybe still a little out there or nebulous, or it's just kind of still feeling a little bit of an unknown. We're not actually speaking to your brain here, right? The masculine thinking mind. We're speaking to her. We're speaking to the goddess within you who's ready to awaken and activate again. She doesn't need to quote unquote understand it. She doesn't need for it to quote unquote make sense. She feels it. She knows it. And once we know something, especially at this depth, especially when it's a deep knowing, like the kind that comes with the feminine, we can't unknow it. So don't worry if any of this is like a little confusing or a little unknown or a little mysterious. Again, it's kind of meant to be that way, and it will crystallize and get more and more and more clear for you as we keep going. One of the ways that we can start to shift the connotation of these terms, though, the rejection we inherently carry toward the feminine as a part of this wounded conditioning that we've all received, is to start feeling into the word goddess. This is the energy that the sacred or divine feminine carries. It's this goddess energy. What do you hear? And more importantly, actually, what do you feel when you hear that term? Regardless of like what you think about the word or personally feel about the idea of goddess, when you really let yourself connect to the core of that word, goddess, what kind of connotations come up for you? What does that word imply? She's powerful, right? There's like nothing about her that's a wilting flower or a pushover, right? She doesn't shrink. She doesn't act out of fear. She doesn't feel the need to like overly protect herself. Because again, she doesn't need to act out of fear, right? Also because she knows she's infinitely capable, infinitely powerful, and that she has incredibly deep access to magic. I should probably mention really quickly that I personify these archetypes all the time. So if you're hearing me say she and he, I'm talking about the archetypes, the masculine and feminine archetypes, and not men and women, right? But continue to feel into that word, goddess. Goddess knows she's always supported by the world and the universe. She gets to be in flow. She gets to be in her power. She gets to know how to tap into the energy of the world and the universe around her and within her to create and receive exactly what she needs. She feels fierce. She's always felt this fierce presence to me, but she's also not pushy, right? She's not overbearing. There's nothing about goddess that needs to be overbearing and pushy. Why would she need to be? She's massively powerful. She doesn't need to push that power onto others. She simply is power. She also doesn't fear the unknown or what she can't control, right? Because she knows she's a part of a much larger story, a much bigger picture. And she knows she has access to a constant, deep well of creativity and power and magic. Those are the energies I want you to take away with. From this show. Power, deep knowing, centeredness, certainty, even in the face of the unknown. The energies of creation and possibility and openness and magic. This is the energy of the sacred feminine. This is what we're invoking here, what we're activating here, and what I'm inviting you to remember. It is a very real energy within you, a very real energy within you. It just needs you to choose to reactivate it, to remember it, to start letting yourself peel away the layers of the conditioning that has shown you that this isn't you. What it asks of you is this: to believe that there's something that you haven't been shown, that you haven't seen, that you haven't been taught to, that you haven't been taught to remember, that you've actually been taught to reject and forget and disbelieve. To tap into the maybe very small part of yourself, but a part of yourself nonetheless that remembers that there is so much more for you, that you literally have access to infinity because it's a part of your actual energetic blueprint. To unlearn our conditioning, to understand that there are those who would like you to stay small, to stay in your forgetting, to stay quote unquote safe in their eyes, to toe the line of what's expected of you or what's not expected from you. And to declare that you're ready to remember, that you're ready to call back to you the part of you that has been hidden and buried, to reclaim what you're meant for, what you're here for, and what you're really capable of. I invite you to actually close your eyes again just for a second and see if you can feel the thrum of this knowing within you. Your cells know this. Your cells remember this part of you. Over the course of all of these podcast episodes and everything that I'm going to be sharing with you, you're going to hear more and more about how the balance of these energies, the masculine and feminine archetypes, create the energetic conditions for the things we most want in our lives, our deepest desires, the things that we humans tend to crave, and how the balance of these energies creates the necessary foundation for our best lives, for our highest manifestation and fulfillment, or what I call your golden path, right? Which is why it's the name of this show. And we're going to close out today, finish out by sharing a little bit about how the imbalance of these archetypal energies impact your life, like how that actually shows up. Because so far we've been talking about this as kind of like, you know, the big idea that these archetypes have an impact on our lives. But I want to actually show you how they show up and where they show up. And there's four main parts, or at least four parts that I've kind of categorized them in: your relationships, especially your love relationships, but really like all of them, your success and the ease and happiness of your life in general, yourself, how you feel being you, your self-talk, your beliefs about yourself, your beliefs about what's possible for you, and your connection to your intuition is the fourth one. Your connection to your soul, or connection to your ability to live out your soul purpose and your best life. So it's really important to understand why this energy is so fundamental, because you might just be listening to this so far and think like, oh, it's kind of a nice idea. Great. But I want to stress how imperative it is for these energies to come back into balance. It is literally what everything else in our life is built on. And if this archetypal energy is out of balance, nothing else will be able to be in balance. Nothing else will be able to be in its fullest potential. In my experience, it is actually truly that important. I also believe that the more we rebalance these energies within us, it's actually going to heal this planet and our existence as a species as well. But even if your focus is only at a personal level, like, how is this going to help me? That's perfect, because it starts with you. The balance of these archetypal energies is what allows everything else in your life to fall into place. It's the balance of these energies that's responsible for our happiness or our unhappiness in our love relationships. It's when our relationships or our dating life fails, or when it just feels really bad, like it's not going anywhere or it's falling apart, that's generally because the balance of the feminine and masculine energy is off within the relationship, in that dynamic of the relationship. When our relationships feel good, when they're flowing, when we're getting along, when we're both feeling fulfilled, when we're feeling like passionately connected and drawn to one another and sensually in tune, it's usually because one person is holding the feminine energy most of the time in the relationship, and the other person is holding the masculine energy most of the time in the relationship. Now, it doesn't matter if it's the same sex or opposite sex relationship. And it doesn't matter which partner holds which archetype, actually. But in general, there has to be one in each relationship. And because, here's the key, because we're all so over-masculinized, I'm sure you can guess, usually both of us in the relationship tend to try to hold the masculine. We tend to be in the habit of holding the masculine. So you'll recognize this imbalance in our relationships when it just feels like we can't connect, or, you know, the relationship just feels like it's misfiring somehow, miscommunication, we don't feel heard, your partner is pulling away. In dating, maybe it feels like that love just isn't showing up, or maybe you start dating and then suddenly the other person disappears and you have no idea why, right? It also can just feel like we aren't getting our needs met in love. You'll also recognize the archetypal imbalance in our businesses as entrepreneurs or in our careers in general, because what happens is we tend to be out of touch. We're not in touch with and embodying the feminine archetype, which creates this energy of push. We find stress and frustration in business and doing our work. We'll push ourselves too hard, work ourselves into exhaustion, put a ton of pressure on ourselves and feel like we have to be perfect. We live by this never-ending to-do list, like always feeling like we have to do more. We feel overwhelmed, and yet things still feel like they're not happening smoothly or like the way that we want them to. We can often find ourselves wanting to give up. It's the worst feeling. And we also always look outside of ourselves to see what other people are doing, to see how we can fix it, to see what template we should be taking on to do business by. And I promise you that never feels good, and it will never guide you to your own highest path and your most aligned work. On that note, it actually like keeps us from knowing what our soul calling is, right? That feeling of like, we still don't entirely know what we want to be when we grow up, or like we feel like we're meant for something here and meant to do something really big and beautiful, but how are we ever supposed to find out and feel into what that is? This is the energetics at play, the imbalance that's at play. It's also just when we push ourselves too hard. And when these energies are out of balance, we usually feel very disconnected personally, like in a personal perspective. We feel confused in our life. We feel maybe we're getting stuck in fear over and over and over again, like having a hard time moving forward in our lives, even with what we really want to move forward in. This can be like if you have that big dream or you really want to do something powerful and beautiful for yourself and you really want to create something beautiful, or you just really want to feel good and you have a really hard time creating it or moving forward in it. Or maybe you keep talking yourself out of it, finding reasons why you shouldn't, finding reasons why you can't. This is also another symptom of this imbalance is when we're disconnected from our intuition. Either we feel like maybe we might be intuitive, but we're not sure how to access it and really fully activate it, or we are intuitive and we have a hard time trusting it or knowing whether or not to believe it or knowing if we're really hearing our ego or our fear or actually our intuition, or when we know we've had access to our intuition before and we started to shut it down. That was very much my story. And it's not just about intuition. This imbalance also shows up when we're afraid to like speak our truth, afraid we're going to be judged for being who we are, afraid that we'll be, you know, when we're judging ourselves for being who we are or where we are, where we feel that shame or embarrassment about some aspect of us, when we feel like we're either not good enough or we're too much, right? And so we start shutting ourselves down or hiding. I used to be a world-class hider. It's when we feel like we've lost a part of ourselves. And just in our lives in general, when we're not in balance, when we're not in this archetypal balance, we feel uninspired. We feel like we're going through the motions. We find ourselves in careers or relationships or friendships or other situations that are just really not in alignment with who we are, just not filling us up and probably draining us more than anything. And as I mentioned earlier, like we can find ourselves in a place of like, how did I get here? I thought maybe I was following my calling, but how did I get here? And how am I so unhappy, right? In general, like I said, it's when we feel struggle, when we're struggling and pushing, when we're having to work so hard to move the needle, to find our happiness and to find flow. It's not what life is supposed to feel like. And I know that that's a lot, and we covered a lot, and I shared a lot, but I really wanted you to see how there are so many symptoms of this archetypal energetic imbalance. I wanted you to see that this over-masculinization when our masculine and feminine energies are out of balance and out of flow and not working together the way they were actually built to, that it creates all of this struggle, all of the suffering, all the places we feel stuck and like life isn't working for us. But this feminine energy and this feminine archetype is actually alive within you. And she is, I promise, more than ready to start waking up and flooding your system with what you've been looking for, what felt like it's been missing. If needed, you can go back and listen to the last episode and listen to those traits again. I shared with you last time how one of the ways you can start bringing this in is to just look at the energies of the feminine and just see how you can bring a little bit more and more and more of that energy into your everyday. Start your day with it if you need to. Start by saying, how can I bring some more of these energies into my life? How can I lead with that? So as we close out here today, I invite you to remember the path you were meant for. Let yourself feel the truth in your bones, in your belly, that there is more for you, that it's supposed to feel easier, that you have access to limitless, to infinite possibility, to magic, to so much deep pleasure and joy and love, that you can allow yourself to be soul guided to your greatest ultimate path. Whether you feel called to just keep listening to this podcast as I keep sharing this work with you, or if you feel called to dive deeper into the work that I offer, I invite you to just let yourself choose to remember. Remember what you're meant for. Even that choice, even just that choice made consciously and made repeatedly is going to start creating a huge impact in your life and how you feel. You can check out more about this work at heather-allison.com. And we can find the perfect fit for you to see what kind of work would feel good for you to try on, to explore. And in general, I can't wait to keep exploring with you here on the Golden Path as we keep diving in here, keep diving into this work, keep talking about these archetypes, shifting these high-level energetics of your life and the key to creating the life and love and success and magic you were meant for. There is literally a transmission in every single show, in every single episode that I'm going to share with you. So thank you for listening, for tuning in, for letting yourself hear this in a much deeper place. I can't wait to drop in with you next time. Don't forget to send me your questions. I'll see you next time.